You are listening to Socati's Changemakers, the podcast. Hey guys, it's KJ and I am here with JC Cosentino. A good friend of mine, a wonderful friend of mine here in Pensacola, and I'm so happy that she is joining us for this episode of Changemakers. JC is a dual major of finance and accounting at the University of West Florida, and she's on the fast track towards her CFP, which is a certified financial planning license at FSU. Her area of expertise is impact investing and legacy planning. And I am so excited to talk about this.
I'm very glad to finally be able to be here and talk about this.
We've been talking about this for months.
Yes, we have.
We have been talking about this forever.
Yeah.
So we met, just a little background for everyone. So we met by vanity, I guess.
Yeah, right, very much, yeah.
I moved to Pensacola and needed someone to spray tan. Mm-hmm. And we met, and I just didn't realize. I just thought this was like an amazing female, and she's so cool and funny and smart. And then with the launch of Socati's and the blog, we just started talking more about, because JC's also an amazing photographer. So if you like all of those photos on the website, that's JC.
Just for fun.
So she's totally right brain and left brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been talking about impact investing. It's something that I started reading about, I want to say maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thought this was really interesting, this impact investing.
I think it's great you came across it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's not anything that's out there.
No.
So, okay, so before we go any further, let's kind of educate everyone on what is impact investing.
For me personally, and well, not personally, also educationally, it means that we are able to take our financial resources, emotional resources, intellectual resources, and use it to invest in the good of our community, our cities, our states, our country, and our world. Impact investing is just that. It's making a maximum impact that you can personally do to support the change makers within the world. That could be someone making an impact within your community. It could be a business. It could be a woman who is wanting to start a business in Africa, in her village. It can be anywhere. My specific designation will focus on the companies that are making positive impacts through that. I will find out about the smaller companies and organizations in different countries that are also able to bring resources, financial resources, capital, to be able to help energize the people in villages, communities, cities, to obtain their dreams of being able to be their own, have their own movement within impact investing and be able to provide for their families in a way that doesn't harm our world.
Self-sustaining, right?
Self-sustaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is so interesting. So the first episode we talked a lot about, you know, you really can use your own gifts and talents and graces in any kind of way to affect change. Like, you don't have to have these grand gestures.
Right.
So what you just said about your emotional resources, your financial resources, physical resources, whatever you have, you can contribute. So to kind of piggyback on that, impact investing to me, before I was educated about it and read about it, was you have to have thousands and thousands of dollars and you have to really be in a certain financial position to be able to impact invest.
Right.
And so we talked about that and you were like, no, you don't.
Right. Well, yeah, and they still want you to think that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to say they as in everyone in the whole, but majority. Okay. You know, still want you to think that, because it is a luxury that for a very long time has been reserved for the say the high rollers with financial planners and bank investors or investment bankers. And I get that. But things changed when this whole movement of climate change came about. And what companies are doing to our world, what we're doing. I mean, we keep saying companies, but it's us demanding the product.
Right.
So they're only supplying our need. But when all of this came to the forefront, mainly because of the internet, it shifted. And it shifted to where just buying one share of a stock in a company that is sustainably certified, green certified, that's doing something good for our world, or they don't even have to be green certified. Let's just say they're utilizing a whole percentage of their own portfolios to make good in our world. We should invest in them.
Yeah.
We should give them our money, whether it's an $11 stock or a Tesla almost $400 a share stock.
Yeah.
And it used to be you would have to have $50,000 to $100,000 to buy in to get these shares in these companies, and you don't anymore. Anyone that wants to invest can invest in these companies.
I love that, because we talked about that, mm-hmm. just debunking this whole myth.
Yeah, really, it's a myth.
It is, and it's so simple. Like, you really can affect change mm-hmm. with whatever you have.
And I want to elaborate just for a second on the emotional aspect of
this,
it.
Yes.
This is a big thing that I'm incorporating within nested investing, because really when we are ready to invest in companies with our dollars, we have to have some emotional areas in order. And emotional being, we can contribute in that way by curbing our own behaviors. When we curb our own behaviors, we decide to, let's say, I don't know, meatless Mondays, you know, and we're not spending money on steaks and burgers and stuff on Mondays, and we're saving money there. Or let's say you decide to buy two pairs of shoes that month instead of five, you know, and you have that extra, you know, three pairs of shoe money that you can save and put to the side and use to impact invest. So emotional impact is checking yourself.
So good.
It's being able to say, you know what, I'm excessive, I don't need all this, or you know what, I can just curtail that a little bit. You know, maybe I only need to go to the casinos once a month instead of once a week. You know, whatever it is, everybody has their thing. I'm not judging. I'm just saying we all have something that we can tweak and shift back. And then when we realize that, we're fine and we can live without that, and we can actually use that to impact everyone on this planet, then it's not so important anymore.
That's so good. Yeah, so for me, that resonates, because probably for the past year, I've been living out of a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the girl that used to have two suitcases for a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you needed options, right? So to live out of a suitcase for weeks on end and really just know that all of that I need is in this suitcase.
Exactly.
And I don't need any more than this.
Right.
It is the most freeing and liberating. And,
absolutely.
And to know that in my budget, and knowing that I have margin.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have margin, you're able to do these things such as impact invest and make a difference and give back. And not just give back. I feel like that's just such a general saying. But really, you know, help those that need it.
Well, also, it's even just as simple as, if you're saving in other areas, you can go ahead and spring for those organic fruits or those organic vegetables. And there you go. You're supporting organic farmers that, by the way, are being taxed so much. It's insane. You know, and they need every penny that we can give them. So, or let's say you've decided to get the product that's not made with palm oil,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's 30 cents more, you know, than what you usually get. But you know what? You didn't go and, you know, buy that extra pair of shoes. So you have that, or you decide to do Starbucks, you know, five times a week instead of seven.
Yes.
I'm a big Starbucks person. So
yes,
yeah, that's mine. So yeah, it's that. It's making those little shifts so you can support. It doesn't even have to be stock, even though that's what I encourage. I think everybody should invest in companies they believe in, but it can be just at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good. And it's in the smallest ways, right?
Mm, the smallest ways make a huge impact.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I love the check on personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
As much as we are to be, you know, share each other's burden and help and give back, but we really need to check ourselves and the excess. And like you said, like, maybe I don't need five pairs of shoes this month, right?
Yeah.
You can, but
yeah, I'm not saying stop. I get it. We want to be happy, and then we only have one life, and if that's what makes you happy, then do it. But if you know it's preventing you, if something you're doing, and people know it.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They know it, and they're like, okay, I could just turn that down, that dial down a little bit, and be able to actually make some change with the extra.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really do. I love how you're simplifying this, because mm-hmm. impact investing can seem daunting.
Right.
It can seem...
The powers that be want you to think it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So we've debunked the myth. So how do you, now that we've debunked the myth and, mm-hmm. and we've kind of simplified it, and now hopefully you all are thinking, okay, I can do this. How do they do it? Like, what's the next step?
Okay. Well, I personally love E-Trade.
Okay.
I've used E-Trade for probably, I want to say 10 or 11 years now.
Has E-Trade been around?
It has. It has. It's been around when it was like really nothing.
Yeah.
I actually financed my very first business in Charleston, South Carolina by investing in two companies I shop at all the time, J.Crew and Nordstrom's.
Oh my gosh.
And I had no idea, but it was just at a really good time. And the bit I put in there turned into something much larger, and I was able to open a whole boutique with that.
Amazing.
But anyways, eTrade.com is great. It's $6.95 per trade. You can go on there. Let's say you like Ford, because they are really doing some great stuff by way of using, going towards electric vehicles. Hybrids, they're really tweaking batteries and being able to recycle every part of the car. Whatever you like, that's making a positive impact. You can go on there, deposit money from your checking account, and make that trade. Purchase however many stocks you want. Ford is, I think, like $11.83 or something like that. Let's say you have $50.
Yeah.
You know, you go and you buy four shares, $6.95 goes to your trade, and there you go. You have it forever. And it will grow, because this is how we mainly save for retirement or any long-term big purchases, is by the compound interest. Yeah. So by buying shares, letting the stock market do its thing, and it's going to go up and down. It's going to, it's going to almost tank. It's going to go and you're going to make millions, and it's going to come back down to normal. You know, but the trick is you have to leave it in there. You have to ignore it like it's not there.
Yeah.
It's not a checking account where you can withdraw the money at any time. You want to leave it in there so these companies know, hey, we've got this number of supporters.
Yeah.
And with those number of supporters, we can decide that we are going to expand into this new area, or we're going to invest in research and development. Mm-hmm. So we can start using solar panels on our factories or whatever it is to make a positive change. So yes, eTrade.com, you can buy any shares you want. It can be, you know, whatever companies, as long as they are certified on the Dow Jones Sustainability Index.
Okay.
There are several companies that are not on the Dow Jones Sustainability Index that I do like. I think it's just up to each person what they hear about. If you hear that a company you like is, let's say, moving towards sustainability,
mm-hmm.
moving towards renewables, or, you know, making their suppliers hold up to certain standards, invest in them.
Yeah.
But you can look up the Dow Jones Sustainability Index and look at all the companies that are on there that are making positive changes.
I think that's good, because, you know, corporations, capitalism gets a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to defend, mm-hmm. you know, either economic system right now. But I think this is a good way to see that people can make a difference and affect corporations and hold corporations responsible.
Yep. You can choose not to invest in them.
Absolutely.
Don't buy their stuff. Don't invest in them. Go ahead and give it to the guy next door who's deciding that they're going to have 100% of their materials, you know, recyclable.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
But just, you know, make sure it's doing good and not harm.
Yeah. Which is so good. I think that's so, that's key, right? Again, like, you can just do small things, like where you spend your money. You can do this. You just have to educate yourself. So E-Trade, what else would you recommend?
Financial planner.
Okay.
You know, E-Trade is definitely, you know, it's designed for the beginner, entry-level investor. I think once you start adding in more than two or three companies, I think you need to check with a financial planner. You know, that's going to be one of the areas that, you know, a lot of the good ones aren't going to charge you an arm and a leg to do that. But if you start to get where you want to invest a substantial amount of money, and I'm talking a few thousand, you know, I'm not talking where a substantial before used to be $500,000,
mm-hmm.
you know, a few thousand, financial planners are actually not that expensive anymore. and they're way less expensive than people think, and they can let you know that you are actually picking companies that mesh well together and that won't make your funds tank. And some of it's just experimentation.
Okay.
You know, just popping a few bucks there on E-Trade and kind of seeing what happens. But if that isn't your thing, just hire a financial planner. They're really not that expensive.
Yeah.
You can get ones that are fee only, which they're just going to pay you one flat fee. You're going to pay them one flat fee. Or you can get ones that are based on how much your portfolio makes.
Okay.
So you don't have to have a lot of the upfront money. You can just say, hey, I have, you know, $2,500 to start investing, and this is what I have, and they can work with that.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good. You can start anywhere and anytime.
Absolutely. And yeah. There's all kinds of companies. There's Edward Jones, Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch. There's just numerous companies. There are just independent financial planners. Sometimes your accountant or bookkeeper will know one that can refer you. And I find also, no matter what circles you run in, whether it's work or home life or neighborhood, a lot of people are actually using financial planners and just don't talk about it very much.
Interesting. Yeah, I think maybe another myth slightly is that you have to have a certain income or you have to be at a certain economic threshold to have a financial planner. And mm-hmm. you don't, right? You just...
No, you do not.
You can take charge of your finances,
yes.
be responsible, and, you know...
And a financial planner is educated and qualified and geared towards not only saving you money, literally, I mean, because they get paid more if they save you money because
right.
they're able to do more stuff for you.
Yes.
So that's the ultimate goal there, is to make you more money, they're happy, everybody's happy, and to guide you in the right direction. I mean, it really is. And, you know, I know a lot of people still, and it's going to continue to take time, I'll do it myself, or I have a 401k through work, awesome, great. Set something up on the side, you know, just make sure you know whether it can be an IRA or Roth IRA, so you know you're doing it the right way.
Okay.
But, and a lot of that stuff you can just find online
okay.
as well.
Okay.
You know, type in, you know, what type of investment account do I need to have based on, you know, each person's circumstances.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good information. So I'm going to switch gears a mm-hmm. little bit, because the first episode we talked to, Mireya Fouché from One
yes.
Heart, One Soul. I told you all about
yes.
this. So organizations, right? So
right.
let's switch from corporations. So say people want to they have the finances, they have mm-hmm. a little bit of extra. You don't need thousands of people.
Right.
But they have a little bit of extra. How do you go about finding organizations
mm-hmm.
such as One Heart, One Soul, or whatever organization that you really believe in? How does impact investing work with those organizations?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to start that off first with, there are companies like Vanguard,
okay.
who they have social index funds,
okay.
you know, renewable energy funds. So you can, if you want to stick with that type of investment, then you can go strictly directly right towards those funds. E-Trade will even have some of those. If you're looking for organizations that are actually getting out there and to the thick of it,
mm-hmm.
there are so many of them, and there are so many great ones, that's something you would need to go through Google and
okay.
really look and see. If there's an organization that you personally know of that you like,
yeah.
you know, the person you interviewed, a lot of them, if you just send them an email, we'll let you know where they're trying to make impact. A lot of documentaries you even watch on Netflix and stuff, at the very end or even during them, we'll have a whole bunch of organizations within there that are doing, bringing resources into areas that are making positive impacts. And, you know, some of these are simply, you know, a woman who weaves baskets, and she wants to do it in a way so when they're going down to get food, they can get wet if they get rained on and the basket won't break down, but she needs $1,000 to start her business.
Okay.
And there are ways to just invest that amount of money within companies. So I think there's such a huge list that would probably be something for me to follow up with to start adding on there. It depends on, what do you want to save the rainforest?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to, you know, help the people in Bangladesh who aren't able to grow food along the coastlines anymore because of flooding? There's just so many areas that you could do, and I think it just takes 10, 15 minutes at a computer
okay.
to find those organizations. And you can go, there are actually like Better Business Bureaus just for organizations like that, so you can make sure that they're legit.
That is good information that I
yeah.
did not know. just speaking towards, again, the organizations, I think something that struck out to me when I was kind of reading about impact investing mm-hmm. and before you educated me a little bit more was, you know, it's not necessarily a trade-off of just a social impact investment.
Right.
It's, you do get a financial return. Maybe it's below market, maybe it is at market, but there is a return on your investment.
Well, right? Absolutely. And I think
it's important to know, like, you're not just like giving money away, like, you know, for those that are
yes,
a bit more.
This is the biggest area is I want to get people to stop being shy about talking about making money,
okay.
especially if you're making money in a way that is helping humanity. So it's the long-term average in stocks that are on the green, you know, green stocks, companies that are focused on renewables and sustainability is about 4 to 7% higher than the regular companies on the stock market that aren't certified on the Dow Jones or aren't part of the sustainability index. The returns, it's proven, it's a fact, they're higher. And how long that will last, I don't know. I think it will last until every single company shifts to renewables and to trying to save humanity. So I think it will last a long time. So it's, I can't sit here and say you won't lose money. Like I said, the stock market ebbs and flows. It's like a roller coaster ride, but you have to stick it out long term. There are certain funds you can do that are more short term. You can do like social bonds.
Okay.
There are now positive impact bonds. Those have actually been around for a while, but now
what
it's
is
just,
that? That's new to me. So,
bonds are backed by debt, backed by the government's promise that we will repay this debt. So you make interest based on the loan of money. And some of those bonds, the money has been invested just in funds that are making positive changes,
okay.
doing good things. So you can just literally any part of finance you can now do and it make a positive impact. So yeah, we have to stop being afraid of talking about making returns. You can make returns, you will, you know, depending on how your portfolio is set up, and you don't have to worry, you know, about talking about that and getting that
so
out
good.
There. Because why not brag about it? If you say you invested $200, you made $50 last Friday on it, why wouldn't you go to your kid's soccer game and say, you know, hey, I made $50 on Unilever, you know, sorry, that's in their company, different country, y'all. You know, last Friday because their shares or Tesla, you know, just went up or whatever it is. You should.
Yeah.
That way other people will join in and be like, I want to make $50 too. So I'm going to go and invest in Tesla.
Yeah. It's making money is not an evil thing.
No,
right?
Especially if you're doing good with it.
Exactly.
Trust me, you're helping way more people investing in stocks that are doing good than you are buying the shoes at Dillard's.
It's true. I love this. Because there are, misconceptions
yeah.
and assumptions when it
there
comes
is.
To...
And I think it's way more interesting of a conversation to talk about how your stock went up than it was like, you know, those pumps I got, you know, were 3 inches instead of 3.5 inches, you know, but...
Yes, those days of 3-inch heels have passed.
I know.
Me
I'm not dogging anybody out there who
no.
likes shoes. Believe me, I have a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have been very expensive shoes that I've kept for years and years because I knew I would not pay that again.
Because they're investments.
But it's probably why I keep going to shoes. But, you know, it's. I think that's the most thing that people talk about. You know,
guys,
it's usually like mechanical, you know, equipment, and girls, it's shoes.
Shoes and purses.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes
mm-hmm.
and purses. Yeah. And for some of us, those are investments.
Yes, exactly.
This is good. So one thing we did talk about, and I kind of want to talk about this with everyone that I do have the privilege of interviewing, is these are regular people
mm-hmm.
doing really good things, and you have a regular life,
yes.
just like all of us. So share a little bit more about your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was born and raised here in Pensacola, and I left after serving 3 years in college at the University of South Alabama. I moved to Los Angeles and became a makeup artist in film and TV. And I was out there for 14 and a half years.
And this is how we bonded.
Yes, exactly.
I love the makeup and the hair.
Yeah, and I had a blast, but about 9-10 years into it, I did not feel like I was making anybody happy anymore. Everybody, it was like a normal thing out there. I wasn't making any sort of impact. And with the businesses that I grew and have, which were boutiques, you know, makeup boutiques, I sold a lot of organic products, cruelty-free products. And that was kind of the way I felt I was giving something back. But I was doing all my books, all the financial statements, the accounting, and I always loved that side of it. I've always been really good at math. And I went and got my AA from Santa Monica College about 8 or 9 years ago. And I guess I kind of, before my son started kindergarten, I was like, do I want to be in LA, which is awesome, or do I want to go home where my family is at and go back to school? So I moved back home 4 years ago, and I enrolled at University of West Florida, and I'm almost done. I'm in my last semester.
Yes.
And I've triple majored in business, accounting, and finance, all with this little notion of impact investing that I heard of briefly through a couple of little articles and people in LA about 7 or 8 years ago.
I love this.
And no one else in the US outside of the big city areas had heard of it, especially no one here in the deep South.
Oh, and we are in the South.
Yes, yes, big time. And I knew that I would make much more progress bringing this to this area than I would to, say, somewhere that already has a lot of impact investors. Not a lot, but that they're already there.
Yeah.
People are aware of it, because I knew about this 7 or 8 years ago in LA, and I come across people every day. I would say 90% of the people I come across have never heard of it.
Yeah.
So here I am, and you know, I'm almost done with the educational aspects, and during the course of the educational aspects, I've studied it, learned it, learned how to build portfolios and all this with a child and a farm, and I'm a wife, and you know, I've got donkeys and horses and dogs, and so it's been the journey.
It is a farm over here, y'all. I mean, I coming over here tonight,
called the Funny Farm.
It is the best place, but it is like nonstop here. It is nonstop. Like, you walk in the house and it literally is nonstop with people and animals.
Oh, yeah.
But it's such a happy place.
It is. I study here before people wake up and after they go to sleep. So
I love this. But that's such a, I mean, I think that's what everyone is doing, right? You're just, it's nonstop every single day, tons of responsibility, family, work.
Yeah, we can all do it.
We can.
I mean, like, if I've been able to do major in three different areas, work full time, be a parent, be a wife, run a farm, we're really capable of anything. We really are. We just, I think a lot of us are afraid to push ourselves, and even if it's in the area of just tweaking some small things in our lives.
Yeah.
To be able to help make change.
Well, it's the small things, right?
Yeah.
It's just the next right decision every single day.
Yeah, because we all need to do something.
Yeah.
We really do. If somebody is not doing something, then you really need to check yourself. I mean, like, we've got, whether it's making a certain food choice or donating money somewhere or time, you can just donate your own energy.
Yes.
You know, go to the local humane society or organize something to ship food to a, you know, area of the world that needs it.
Yeah.
Anything. We all need to be doing something. Turning off the lights, you know, when you leave in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, just anything. Ugh, anything.
This is so good. You're so good. Yeah. And y'all, she is really busy, and so she gets this all done. I don't know how. I love that I have really great people around me, because you inspire me and you keep me motivated. So what motivates you? I think that's a good segue. What gets you up to do this?
I literally don't want to do anything in my life but make a change. It's what started me on this almost a decade ago, and I can taste it.
Yeah.
I can feel it. I can see it. And that is what's kept me going this whole time. And there have literally, not kidding, been times where I wanted to quit.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so hard. It was taking so much of my time. But I said, if I quit, then who's going to make this change here?
Yes.
Who's going to do this?
Yeah.
Because no one's doing it here. No one's doing it. So, you know, that's what's made me stay with it. And it's literally, my life is dedicated to service now. It really is. And I've had the great opportunity, really quick on this, is I'm campaign treasurer for a really, really awesome man who's running for congressional office here in our district. And he has a lot of these same views on sustainability. and making these changes. And that's been a huge eye opener for me, as well as seeing it from the political side and seeing this huge divide there is.
Yeah.
Really, it's the biggest I think anyone has seen in a long, long time.
That's another podcast, but yes, I would have to agree. I mean, we've talked about that, just the divisiveness.
We have to do something.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Republican, Democrat, yeah. liberal, whatever you are, you know, it doesn't matter. It's just we all have to find some way to contribute. And that's just where my life is at now. I want to just give whatever years I have left, you know, to service in some way. And I think one of the biggest industries that needs to change is financial.
I love that. I love
it's been so corrupt, and it's really, really needs to change. And the corruption has mainly been keeping the 99% of the world in the dark about what they can do to make change.
It's true. We don't, and I think this is the more that I learn and the more that my perspective shifts is not necessarily everything that we thought was truth and we thought was, you know, the only way. It's not necessarily the only way. There is a better way. And
so always
we have to navigate and try to find that. And I think it's people like you that you have this burden and you have this passion, and that's what fuels you. Even though those, you know, those days where you just don't want to do it and you're so tired and you are just, even you're human. So you're gonna get tired. You're
banging your head against a wall, like, why did I do this? I should give it all up and move to Paris, you know? And because it feels good.
Yeah.
No matter where you start. And, you know, it's just you have to stick with whatever your plan is to make impact.
And we all have a purpose.
We all have a purpose.
Yeah.
And believe me, I knew this notion, impact investing, legacy planning, you know, I knew this, but, you know, I tweaked it to me.
Yeah.
You know, my beliefs tied up into it. You know, the companies I believe in, and believe me, I'm proven wrong even there almost every day, which I love. And I want to share to people when I'm proven wrong or when I found out new information. I just want to relay the information, because believe me, when you do what you love and you're doing good, money will follow.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to just start doing it and not be afraid. And believe me, I have a mountain of bills. I'm like anybody else. I have a mortgage.
Yeah.
You know, I have a car payment, you know, school, everything else. But you just stick with it, and it just somehow it falls into place.
It is. Mm-hmm. It does. And you and I have such a similar story. The same thing. It's just we've gone through, you know, your time in LA, my time in Miami, kind of experiencing that whole, you know,
excess.
Yes.
That's good. And realizing that we can live and survive without the excess.
Yeah. And life is so much more.
And we actually still live excessive, even when we're not living excessive.
So true.
I mean, my goodness, there are people who are, you know, living in cardboard huts all over the world. It's 1 billion people without power, you know, so it's our excessive here in the United States is very different.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think now that you have that burden and you have that passion, I think it's wonderful. I think you are wonderful.
You are.
No, you are.
You are. I think we just have to, I have to be careful personally not to scare people off and be too extreme. You know, but, you know, I think, you know, what I find the good in companies that a lot of people know, like Walmart or Gulf Power, that are actually doing really great things, who, believe me, not even a month ago, I was dogging these companies, like to their faces, dogging them. And then I find out these great things and I'm like, oh, I feel like an idiot.
That's okay.
But that's what you do. You know, you just research, you talk, and I called up these companies. That's another thing you can do, people. You can just call them. Ask them questions. If they don't, you want to hear the answer you want, call them again. Call somebody else.
Yeah. That's so good. Taking the power back. Right? I love this. This is so good. This is more than I could have imagined tonight. So thank you for that.
Yes.
I think we're coming close to time.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to add?
You know, I think the only thing is don't be afraid. There are people there to answer your questions. You just have to put one foot in the front of the other. Again, I'm a huge believer in financially investing in companies that are doing good for our environment and for humanity. And really, really am. And like I said, you can still do emotional impact. You can do social impact, anything you want. In the end, it's your energy and it's your dollars. They're going to move things, because this world is run on money and it's run on energy. And I mean personal people energy. That means taking your beliefs and moving forward with them in whatever way you see fit in the end, we need to use our dollars. So don't be afraid. Start somewhere.
Yes.
Go to eTrade.com. There's lots of other ones. Scott Trade. There's just Invest. There's a million of them. You know, just start somewhere and throw $50 into it and see what happens over the course of a year.
So that's my takeaway tonight. So show up and just start somewhere.
Show up and start somewhere. And make sure it's doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do your research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And realize that you do have the power to make change just by making wise decisions. Just read. You can find everything on Google.
If you're unsure about the company, invest in one that you are sure of.
Very true. Yeah.
You know, so just be like, okay, maybe I did want to invest in that one, but maybe they're, you know, have sweatshops or something. So invest in one, you know, that isn't doing that, you know, that all they do is solar panels or something, you know, something, you know, just to try it.
Yeah.
Just to try it.
And if you all don't know or still aren't sure, I'm going to link all of JC's information, all of her social media information, so you can reach out to her. You can get more information.
Anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, she is just a wealth of good information, and I'm sure that you can tell how passionate she is about this, which I love because I have learned so much from her.
If I could, I would scream it from mountaintops.
Yeah, she would. She really would. And I'm so privileged to spend this time with you tonight, but not only that, but call you one of my good friends.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, we've just gotten a lot closer.
Yeah.
And you inspire me, and so thank you for...
You do me.
Oh, well, I don't know, but... Thank you for taking the time.
Anytime. Busy. We'll do more because we have other things to talk about.
We have so much more to talk about. Yeah. That's like another episode. So I feel like we can just go on and on and on. So, all right, guys, I think this wraps it up. So the big takeaways from tonight, show up and start somewhere. Think about it. Think about what you can do. Everyone has their own gifts and talents and graces, and you all have your own resources, financial, physical, anything really can be used to make a difference. You just got to figure out where you fit into that. So think about it. And until next time on Socati's Changemakers, this is KJ.